Chapter 18. It was late afternoon. Rain began falling in large spots, slowly at first. Then it gathered force into a major downpour. On a wooded slope of Castle Florette's valley, a score of otters threaded their way through the undergrowth. The quick eyes of Greenbeck picked up a movement close by. A sharp wave of his paw sent Iris and the rest of the troop into a crouch, wary and silent. They held their breath, watching keenly as Silvermord and her horde rats tramped by, hardly a paw length from them. When they had passed, Troutlad stood up, hefting a javelin. Iris pulled him down, saying,
"Not yet. We don't want them to know we're here. And besides, we don't know if there's more of them patrolling. Where's the butcher bird?"
Glockpod poked his head out of a wet swathe of feathers.
"Here I am. Glockpod not like this rain."
Iris blew rainwater from her muzzle enjoyably.
"Nothing wrong with a bit of clean rain. Now, show me the tower our friends are trapped in."
Not being airborne, it took the shrike a little while to find the exact location. The otter troop hid among the trees as Glockpod pointed his beak upward at the highest point of Florette, crying,
"There! Up there they are!"
Iris looked up. From where she was, the tower was a mere pinpoint, almost invisible in the rain.
"Butcher bird, fly up there and tell our friends we've arrived,"
she said.
"Ask them what they want us to do. It looks impossible to help any beast trapped that high up."
The four escaped prisoners were sitting out on the roof beams, open-mouthed as they caught raindrops to drink. Glockpod landed alongside them, settling himself on a beam. He stared down at the weapons chopping through the splintered floor of the attic.
"Rat's gonna get you soon if you're not escape here."
Marielle wiped a paw across her mouth.
"You're here at last. Have you brought help?"
The shrike dipped his beak toward the valley floor.
"Down there, otters. Iris, say how they gonna help. What you want them to do?"
"Should have thought that was jolly obvious,"
said Meldrum, twitching his ears in annoyance.
"A whacking great long rope'll do the trick, what?"
"Ka-chow. No rope that big, long ears."
The hare shot the butcher bird a murderous glance.
"I warned you once about calling me long ears, you great puffed-up windbag."
But he was speaking to empty space. The shrike had flown down to the otters. Greenbeck shook his head.
"A long rope, mate? There's never been a rope that long in the history of seasons. What do you think, Iris?"
The female otter leader moved this way and that, viewing the castle from different angles.
"You're right. There's no such thing as a rope that long. But I think they could do it with a shorter rope. Greenbeck, what do you think of this as an idea?"